We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frayne is our technical director today. The Starkel Planetarium at Parkland College in Champaign was closed to the general public last month for cleaning. Workers also gave the dome a fresh coat of paint. Dave Leake joins me this afternoon to tell us about the spruced-up planetarium, improvements yet to come, and the shows now underway. Dave Leake is the director of the Starkel Planetarium. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Celeste. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Still unpacking, though.
Oh, okay. So when will you open again?
Well, we're actually open this coming weekend.
Okay,
We'll have programs at 7, 8, and 9:30, both Friday and Saturday night. It's actually the first weekend of the year that we're going to be open to public audiences, given, as you said, some of the transition things we've been doing. The new digital system isn't here yet, but we're ready to sign a contract on that and hope it'll get here towards the end of June. But we thought we'd get a few preliminary things out of the way, like some aesthetic things like carpeting and painting and things.
So now let's talk a little bit about this digital upgrade. How will that affect our experience at the planetarium?
Oh, I guess it's cliche to say night and day, isn't it? But it'll be very different. First of all, since a lot of the kids like Carl, our star machine in the middle, it will be staying there. What the new system is really doing is replacing the slide projectors. Many people think, oh, planetarium, they're state of the art. But we're still using slide projectors to put images up on the dome. And of course, they're not making slide projectors anymore. And in fact, I don't think anywhere in town you can even have slides made. So we have to send them to Utah, and then they come back to us in a week or so. So it's just getting more difficult to do things with the system that we have.
Yeah. Now, will the digital upgrade allow you to bring in shows you aren't able to show now?
Yes, definitely. In fact, a lot of our current programming we're not going to be able to show. It won't translate over very well. The new thing is just it's digital video. Using a couple of major league video projectors, we're going to be able to turn the entire dome into a video frame. And the neat thing about this is instead of just putting up a static picture of Saturn, I'll now be able to fly you around it. And it's like a totally immersive video experience, and the resolution is amazing, and it's going to add a lot of motion to where before with slide projectors we were working with just stills.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, we're excited about it, and our first thing that we're going to be doing this summer is replacing a lot of the shows for school kids. We've got several dozen programs for different age levels, and we're going to have to produce those from scratch. So that's going to take some time, which is why we're actually going to be closed for June, July, and August just to get this transition done.
Okay. Boy, you're really busy these days, aren't you?
Well, there's a few things to do. I mentioned unpacking. Since we recarpeted, I had to move everything out of the office, so I'm finding things I haven't seen since the early 90s.
What did the cleanup entail other than fresh paint and new carpet?
Well, the paint was interesting, and we actually painted the dome itself. And the dome is made up of aluminum panels that are perforated, so you couldn't just bring in a can of spray paint and just start painting, or you'd cover the holes. So the company that built the dome, which is a little company called Astrotech south of Cleveland, came in, and they have a special airless sprayer and a special nozzle, and the paint's made especially for them, and they actually paint it from the side, believe it or not. So very interesting process, and I didn't actually do the painting, but I got to be involved in some of the cleaning and prep work, and it was quite the experience.
Why is the dome perforated?
Well, for a number of reasons. We have a sound system behind the dome, so we want the sound to be able to come through. The air handling is the air comes in from behind the dome, and the return air is in the floor, so it has to go through. And most people say when I give shows, a lot of hot air collects in the top anyway, so we have to be able to let that out. And then also just from a weight reduction standpoint.
Well, talk with us now about the offerings that you have through the end of May.
Yeah, well, we're still using what we're now calling our classical system with the slide projectors, but we're opening this Friday and Saturday. It's kind of a reopening. At 8 o'clock, we're bringing back The Stargazer, which is a show that was written by our Planetarium Association, and it stars none other than Jim Kaler, who is, of course, a local astronomy icon here. And he helps narrate the show. He's not actually here, but he appears in the show. So that's Friday and Saturday at 8. We normally have Friday at 7 our Prairie Sky shows, which is kind of a tour of the constellations and planets in the sky. But on the first Friday of the month, which is this coming, we do our World of Science lecture series. And we have two physics professors, Mark Neubauer and Tony List, will be here to talk about the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. So we're really looking forward to that.
And the light show, Dark Side of the Moon, a limited run now.
Yes. Yeah, we're having a much more difficult time getting permission to do those shows. And so we haven't actually done one in a little while, but we got permission to do this one. And since light shows, the rock and roll, you know, loud, no educational value whatsoever to the programs, won't translate to the new system. So we've got 16 programs this spring, and That's going to be it. So we hope people will come out for those. Those are at 9:30 on Friday and Saturday nights. But it's best to check the schedule since we don't do those every weekend, other weekend for the most part.
Okay. Well, it might not be educational, but as you put it in a press release, it's the rock show that began it all.
Yep, that's the one we started off with. And it's really funny, when we produced this, we had no clue what we were doing. We just tried a bunch of zany things. And it ended up being one of our better ones. So we thought, what better thing to do than end with the one that started it?
Okay. Dave, thanks so much for talking with me this afternoon. I'll let you get back to those boxes.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate the opportunity.
Dave Leake is the director of the Starkle Planetarium.